Welcome to the Ether. Today is Thursday, July 28th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Knott's News with special guest Gelato. Let's take a listen.
Hey Gelato, it's Rusty here with Knott's. We'll bring you up the speaker. Ambito, great to see you, buddy. Wanted to tell you thank you so much for making that Little Mermaid promo. That was really good. I think you're really finding your sweet spot within Knott's. So it's really great to have you, man. Rusty, good to see you, bud. Let's bring you up.
Hey, what up? Can you hear me?
Well, yes, for the five of us that are in the space. Oh, well, no, look, it just blew up. Okay.
Welcome. Shit fucking people follow, man.
Yeah, you pop in, everybody comes.
I've got that amazing personality. What's going on, man?
I was just going to do the intro.
Oh, sorry. Don't let me hold you up.
You are. So, welcome.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Rizby from Gelato here.
What up, bud?
Hey, it's Daniel from Gelato here.
Daniel from Gelato.
What's up, brother?
And then who's on the Gelato, Gelato logo?
Oh, that's me, Rizby.
Rizby.
Rizby without the F.
Yeah. So for people tuning in, welcome. This is Knott's News. I'm Gary, and my co-founder of Knott's is here with me, Rusty. Every Thursday night, we run Knott's News. We like to bring in different NFT creators to the space and also new tokens coming into Cosmos. Tonight, we have Gelato. Very cool chain that's starting that's going to be launched on the Juno chain, and I think I'll let Rusty go ahead and run this interview since he's really good with the chain interviews.
Oh well, don't mind me, I'm driving. Hold on a second, I'm actually pulling in. Sorry.
Well,
I've got to pick my son up from football camp.
Rusty, just put it on cruise control, it's fine.
Well, me and Sugar are right here, so hold on 1 second. Let's shoot the shit for a minute. Give me time to prepare. So what's going on, man? You love a good proper intro. You are a fan of proper intros.
I love an intro. Well, you know what? I'm trying to sell this too, because Tank was talking about doing like a media conglomerate. I would love that for you and I to have a show under the IBCG media channel for IBC gang. I know Tank is trying to put it together. I think that is so cool. And, you know, for all of our shows, all of our speaking, we all have like a different characteristic to it. You and I are very, you know, average Joes, easy to chat with kind of guys. I told Tank, what are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm getting out of the damn car. I've got a dog. I've got a damn fucking poop bag. I've got all kind of shit I'm trying to get.
I'm trying to visualize Rusty doing all this in person. It just looks hilarious in my mind.
Not only that, but I'm doing it in my wife's little Hyundai Santa Fe, which is like a real mom mobile. So this is how I ball, man. This is how I roll in real life, man. The mom mobile. I've got a Chiweenie.
Dude, that's how most of us roll, man. I got a corgi. You know, I got a baby. I'm rolling here with you.
Yeah. Sorry for the noise, but yeah.
But I was so close to having Rusty all to myself. You were within days of resigning from your job and just going full time Knott's.
Fuck, man. Yeah, so man. That was close. The high life, brother.
So, but yeah, I think what's the deal? Next, when Juno hits 100, can we get you that freedom?
It's always been if Juno hits 100, right?
All right.
I mean, if Juno had hit 50, it would have been walk away time, but Yeah, one day. Juno's on the rise again, man. It's like Juno gets you happy and then the fucking chain halts. It's like, come on, this is, I'm getting tired of the chain halting. This,
dude, somebody... that hurt kind of hard. I was up to like 2 a.m. last night with the Osmo team getting stuff ready on Frontier. We got the pools created. You know, was going to wake up in the morning, add some rewards, and kick off LP.
Oh,
boom.
Sweet.
Chain halted. I was like, holy shit. And I think it's at like 20% now, you know, warm up or whatnot. There's definitely going to be a long night awaiting.
Yeah, and I've been really busy with my day job, but how did Kraken say anything at all, or did they just say, hey, we're...
They postponed the launch, you know, until everything's figured out.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if they had said anything or just kind of just, hey, we're launching. I know in the announcement there was two tokens. It was Juno and another one, so I hadn't paid much attention to it. But, yeah, I do love Juno. So
I know some people are bummed about this, but I think that the best part about being part of a project like Juno so early on is this is kind of the place where you figure these things out and make it more resilient. So as we have more people come onto the chain, now we have a battle-tested chain. Like Juno is, you know, like under a year old, or so, you know, tiny, it's like right there. So stuff like this sucks, but the team seems to have fixed it, and I'm really excited to get the chain back up and running.
Yeah, and it's always exciting to see, you know, seeing everyone come together, right, from different chains and everyone helping out. That's a cool thing to see. So hopefully we don't need to keep seeing it, but it is cool to see at the same time.
Yep.
So,
you know, it seems to me that Juno might need a little bit of time to warm up, but Risby's already ready to go here. So why don't we go ahead and bring Risby up? We have Gelato here. They're a great new chain coming to Juno Network, and of course here within the Cosmos ecosystem. Risby, tell us about yourself and tell us about Gelato.
Yeah, we'll do. Go for it, man.
Daniel and I are actually based from New York. You know, I was born here. You know, I've been here my entire life, and basically we've been into coding and building companies and stuff for a long time. And blockchain just seemed like the next proper evolution. You know, we were there, part of Web 1.0, 2.0, and now to me it seems like 3.0 is the next thing. So I was like, you know what? What is something that's something we're passionate about that we want to try? And gaming and luck, because, you know, I love to play poker and gamble, kind of had a good mix to it. And we kind of looked around, looked at other blockchains. We were going to go with Solana initially, but Daniel has the most experience. But over like the bull market, I've become really invested within Cosmos, following all these projects. And ultimately, Cosmos is a place to be if you are a developer. And since joining this ecosystem, the amount of, you know, people we had support us, like you guys and other people all together, it's just been phenomenal. So ultimately, what Gelato is trying to do is create a virtual decentralized casino where players can either be the players, they can be the house, and there's other ways that they could take advantage and really make this platform their own. I'm not sure if Daniel, if you want to say some stuff, I'm sure there'll be some good things you can say.
Well, no, I mean, I agree with everything.
What's up, Daniel?
Hey, yeah, I'm traveling, so I might be a little loud here too. I'm kind of walking in a sketchy alleyway right now. But
Daniel
is
also with Gelato. Daniel, what do you do within Gelato? And then, tell us what you do and how you help make Gelato work.
Well, Risby and I are kind of our best friends, and we met at the job, on the job in New York, and we've just been doing things together ever since. And, we just had a conversation about a year ago, and he was asking me why I haven't gotten to blockchain, and I didn't really have a good answer for him. So I started to look into it, and I went to, Solana development just by default. I thought their tech was pretty cool. But since then, I started to kind of question that when I saw, how much Solana was kind of geared to, a different community, like VCs, and it's kind of it doesn't really have the ethos or the kind of community behind it that I kind of felt connected to. And Cosmos has full of developers, the degen culture, is there, and I'm a builder. I like building things that other people can contribute to. I'm sorry, this is kind of like a wandering question here, wandering in response, but I started just working on Gelato, making some user interface, you know, with some ideas that I had, and then I showed it to Risby, and Risby is good at like getting getting things out there. So he started posting them and getting feedback. And since then, it's just been this like back and forth, you know, refining the idea of what we're doing, and kind of, you know, just, you know, taking it from the early concepts that we had to what it is now, and trying, and now we're just trying to build up this community. And, you know, I've been doing just nonstop coding, you know, working my day job, and then after the day job, just onto this, doing the smart contract development, and, you know, learning how to do that, you know, working with the Juno team at first to get started with that, and, you know, doing the front end, doing the back, just doing the whole thing, you know. So it's been a lot of work. It's been very rewarding, and I'm really happy that you know, the community seems to be really enthusiastic about it, and they're willing to engage with us and give us feedback as we're doing this. You know, it's just like us going off and doing something and then saying, here it is, you know, and then being defensive if it's not like good, or, you know, it's like, I really like this kind of community involvement, the ability to say, do you know, small decisions along the way, like, should this go over here or go over there? It's just, go on.
That's the best. That's what I love about the Cosmos too. I mean, well, first off, welcome to the Cosmos. But Thanks. Yeah, the community aspect, I mean, shit, I couldn't imagine being somewhere else, right? This just feels, it feels great, right? Being here. I couldn't imagine somewhere else. It's like cliche, but home is where the heart is, Daniel. Mm-hmm. And my heart is here. So Risby sucked you into blockchain.
Yeah.
And then, so who came up with the name Gelato? Where did that come from?
Well, you know, we decided we were going to do some kind of lottery game. And then it was, to be honest, it was just me and my girlfriend just going back and forth with different words that have lotto or lottery in it. And she just spontaneously thought of Gelato. And, you know, that, so it's, I have to credit it to her.
Nice.
Yeah. And she wants to make sure that I give her credit for that too.
Hell yeah, I would too. Oh, yeah. So what's
one thing
going
I want
on?
To say about the community real quick is
go for it.
Yeah,
you know, when we first came onto the scene, we started posting our stuff. Our airdrop went live. We started doing some communication with different NFT teams because we had an idea that hey, we really want NFTs to be integrated into our gaming platform, because you know that idea of owning something fun that gives you extra utility is always cool. Right. And you guys were the first people, the Knot team. You guys came in, was like, hey, we love the idea. You guys gave us the full like treatment, like, hey, we'll take care of all this for you. Like, you guys went above and beyond for a project that's just starting out. Like, no one knows if nothing's happening, and I don't think I would have seen anything like this on any other, you know, chain. Any of the examples people have seen from our NFTs, it's all from the Knot team. It's all these guys working behind the scene, kicking ass, trying to make us successful, and they don't really even know us. And that's fucking community, and I love it. So thank you guys.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Thank you very much. And it's just that, I guess that's just the right thing to do, right? We definitely want to help out, and you know, we're not developers, we're not coders, but you know, any way that we can help out. So real quick, talk to me, like, what games y'all have, what do y'all got, what are y'all planning, what's the timeline we're looking for? Kind of give me a rundown on what's coming up and what someone can expect from Gelato.
Yep. So initially we're going to start with a lottery game, actually two, a lottery game and a mega jackpot game. So we're expecting the actual lottery game to be live, or the testnet to be live, end of August. And early to mid-September, we're actually going to launch on mainnet. And the beautiful part about the lottery is we haven't built our system around the GLTO token. What we really want to be able to do is allow people to use any of the IBC assets they have to be able to play on our platform. So lottery is the simplest one to start with. So we're going to start with that, hopefully get it tested, ensure people are enjoying it. And then we're going to focus on the mega jackpot. The way that's going to work is you can't buy a ticket to it directly, and 10% of all winning pots will go into the mega jackpot. To get a ticket into the game, you have to do like a variety of missions throughout the week. So it might be week one, might be play a Juno lottery, a Stars lottery, a Osmo game, and maybe any 24-hour lottery. If you do those missions, you'll get a ticket, and it's one ticket per wallet, and that automatically gets entered into the Mega Jackpot. And the goal for us is, you know, at some point, once we have players, I really would love to see a new millionaire born every week, because that's how long the Mega Jackpot's going to be, and it's going to be 10% of all pots that are running on our platform. After the Mega Jackpot, we plan on, in Q4, doing blackjack, and we're also going to be doing slots, and we're also going to introduce staking as the house in Q4. So what this means is players will actually be able to stake as the house. So whenever a player plays a game like blackjack or slots, when a player wins, it comes from the staked amount from the house. But if that player loses, all the profits are split up among the stakers. Because, you know, we aren't on our own chain and we don't have infinite amount of coins, we figured this would be an interesting way to sort of introduce staking onto our platform. And then beyond that, early next year, we have a couple of fun NFT games on our mind. One of them I'll quickly tease. It's a game where NFTs basically get destroyed. You know, people will be able to put their NFTs in. The winner will to walk away with a lot of the NFTs, and some portion of the NFTs will get destroyed. And then beyond that, we got poker, a couple of betting games, betting things also on the roadmap. But that's kind of it. You know, we posted a detailed roadmap earlier this week that has all this information and more. So if anyone's curious, check out our website and you should find it there.
Well, that's cool. Go ahead, Daniel. That's really cool, though. I love the NFT burning thing, though.
Yeah. I was just going to say something that, you know, the possibilities are kind of endless with NFTs. I got into graphic design and, you know, I got into computers through graphics and art, and I'm really looking forward to all the things we can do in terms of like displaying it, instrumenting the art, turning the art into things that, you know, have roles and like functional roles in the application, not just things you can win, but, you know, just making the experience of using the app. Sorry, I'm just wandering in an alleyway here. Games are great from the perspective of user interface design. Like, we don't have to create like an informational page, you know, with a column of content, but like a, you know, for a traditional website, you know, we can really take advantage of the full screen real estate. And from a perspective of displaying art, I think it's great because, you know, I plan on making the user interface scalable to large displays, you know. So if you have a large monitor, the art will expand to fill the monitor, you know. And I'm very sensitive to how art is displayed. You know, I'm not going to be stretching or, you know, I'm really looking forward to like creating a experience where you're really in the art and the art is the part of the, you know, like Risby had an idea where, you know, if somebody holds all of the NFTs in a series, they're endowed with a boost, it boosts their luck in a certain game, you know. So we're looking into how to utilize the NFTs, how to gamify them a bit. And so that's just like an avenue of exploration that I'm personally really excited about. And I think could be great for, you know, collaborations with artists.
And one thing I want to throw in there too is the, you know, if I had to say what was the 5-year goal for Gelato, what we ultimately want to do is show people the possibilities of gaming on blockchain. And then ultimately we want to hand that power back to the community. So along the way, as we build things out, we're trying to put it into packages that people can easily leverage. Our goal ultimately would be for the community to build the games, also provide the tooling. If someone's passionate about using NFT or doing something crazy with our tools to build a fun game, get it onto main, you know, testnet, have people test it out, play it. If they like it, there should be a vote to get onto mainnet. Right. That's kind of where we see it. So along the way, we're going to show people a variety of fun games, stuff that we know that exists, but also new types of games that we'll create. This way, you guys will see what the possibilities are. And after that, can't wait to see what the community does. It's almost like, you know, Mario Maker. You know, if you think about what Nintendo did, they gave the ability for people to build their own Mario level. Now we're seeing crazy ridiculous levels, which are incredible. That's kind of what we want here with Gelato.
Well, that's really, really, really cool. I love that aspect of people being able to kind of create that and then the NFT aspect. What I love about NFTs is, you know, a lot of people just think it's a JPEG, but every day we're finding new utilities, ways to utilize them. And that's really cool. Y'all had posted that picture last night, or Homestead did, that ice cream cone, kind of the weed ice cream cone. And somebody had commented on there, it was like, what's the NFT play in all of this? And hopefully that person is listening, because y'all got a lot of cool ideas.
One idea that I also wanted to mention real quick that Daniel didn't talk about. So holding our NFTs definitely will give you some perks. So it's going to be slight boost in your odds. When we unveil games like poker, we're going to allow you to use your NFT profile picture as your profile picture in a game. Everyone else will just be a wallet address. And one of the other cool things we also wanted to do too is a percentage of all profits made on every single game, we want to bring that back to the NFT holder. So what's going to happen is at the end of every game, a small percentage will go in, will be distributed among all the NFT holders. And as long as you have the NFT, at any time you can unlock that reward. So the better our platform does, the more players we have, the more, you know, games that are being created, the more profit our NFT holders will get. We basically want people to feel like VIP on our platform when they hold these NFTs.
Ooh, that's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to check that out. So tell me again, sorry if I said this, but you, when I came on, you were just talking about, you know, with the Juno Halt, you were talking about working on Osmosis, right? So that's, you're creating the LBP, right? So the liquidity bootstrapping, is that what's going on? And
no, we're just curious about that, but we're not going to go that route. So what we did last night was we just created a Osmo pool. And today we're planning on adding a lot of incentives. So we plan on adding dual incentives, GLTO and G-Key. And G-Key will be used for our year one grand prize. There's only 1,000 supply. And it's a bit crazy game. We'll talk about it later in the show today. But G-Key will be, providing LP on Osmo Frontier will be the first place where you can earn G-Key. And we're hoping that after the chain comes back online, we'll add these rewards, make an announcement, and hopefully training can commence not very soon.
Oh, sweet. Hell yeah. That's cool. I'll add some liquidity when it goes live. Because also let people know that, you know, y'all did an airdrop. So I want to make sure that people know, if they haven't claimed that or checked that, that they can go out and claim that. So where do they go to do that?
You go to gelato.io. That's our website. From there, you'll see the link to the airdrop. You can, once you click that, you can check the claimer. And if there's anything available, if you're able to get it, you can actually claim your airdrop, assuming that the Juno chain is up and running. One disclaimer, the secret part of our airdrop will actually be claimable at a different date, maybe 2 weeks from now. And the big reason why, all addresses, whether it's a Star address or an Osmo address, can be translated back to a Juno address, which makes it really easy for us to deal with airdrops.
Yep.
But in the case of they're kind of built differently, they don't always translate back into a Juno address. They make it really difficult for us to figure out, you know, who should be qualified and where their GLT should go. So we're going to have a different claim process for that. So after the trading is enabled, we'll send out some, you know, communication around, you know, ETAs and all that. But hopefully soon people will be able to claim secret.
Yeah, that's really so. Talk. What are like some of the odds? Like, how do you determine odds for a lottery game or something? So, can you real quick kind of talk about? So, if I buy a lottery ticket, how does that go? And what's the drawing schedule on something? Like, I know you talked about kind of like the mega lottery or whatever, but how does just a regular? Is it a daily drawing, or what's kind of the schedule on some of those? What's the first thing you're planning on launching? It's the lottery game, correct?
Right. Yeah. So the first, it'll be a lottery game, but there'll be lottery games held at different time frames. So we'll have a lottery game for Juno on the hourly time frame, another game for Juno on the daily time frame, and the same for Stars and these other assets. So the way that it works is pretty straightforward. You know, if you have, you know, 10 tickets, then your odds will be 10 times the person who has one ticket, you know. So the more tickets you have, the greater the odds you have.
Hey, Daniel, is it like Mega Ball, where like you pick, you know, five numbers and you have to match up the numbers, or is it like you know, there's going to be a guaranteed one winner. So do you have to like match up certain numbers, or are you definitely picking a winner per drawing?
For this iteration of it, there will always be at least one winner. It's made configurable, so we could have multiple winners or base the number of winners on a percentage of the total number of players, or it's flexible. And it could also incorporate multiple assets like the Mega Jackpot. Once we have this out there and we have people testing it on testnet and it goes live, you know, it'll be easy to make additional, you know, variants of lottery game that are like a traditional like Powerball where you pick a handful of, you know, you pick the numbers and there isn't a guaranteed winner. And that's an area where we could incorporate the idea of staking as the house as well. Like, you know, since the house will, you know, if there isn't a winner, we can distribute the ticket proceeds to the stakers. So I myself have limited experience in the type of games that are available. So I know other people out there, you know, I know there's a large array of different things we could do. So, you know, I'm looking forward to like exploring all those with people with more experience than me in that area.
Yeah, people love the lottery. There's nothing worse than getting stuck behind some old damn lady at the store and she's, you know, buying scratch offs and then doing all of her, you know, Mega Millions and stuff.
And paying with a check.
Oh Lord, yes.
Yes. One of the other ideas is for people who aren't in the States right now, the Mega Jackpot or Mega Million Jackpot is like $1 billion. You know, if someone doesn't win, it keeps rolling over. That is definitely another idea that we're also exploring. So if people buy, you know, buy tickets, they put in their numbers, no one wins, it would be cool to have that roll over into the next one. Hopefully, you know, enough people don't win. Whoever, you know, whenever they do win, hopefully it's a crazy massive amount.
Right.
You know, that would be mind blowing.
And the tickets, like if you, somebody who didn't win the Mega Jackpot one week, you know, we could roll over their tickets into the next week. So in a sense, the people who are, you know, they're the longest with the most number of tickets, they're kind of naturally they'll have higher odds and in a sense be prioritized higher for winning.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to ask one more question and then I'm going to open it up for anybody else. So how did y'all get Homestead involved with this? So to anyone listening, I've seen Homestead on camera and the man has some great hair. I'll definitely give him that. So maybe that's what got him into the project. But how'd y'all find this guy?
I'll give a quick brief history on the team. Honestly, Daniel and I have been beyond lucky. At every moment when we needed someone, they just magically seemed to appear. An example of this would be when we first started, you know, when we first came out, we started writing documentation on, hey, how does randomness happen on chain? You know, our white paper and all of that. And, you know, I'm an engineer. Daniel's an engineer. You know, we're not writers. We can't always effectively communicate technical stuff to non-technical stuff. Out of nowhere, we find this, you know, we throw out a Reddit ad like, hey, we're looking for technical writers. We find this amazing patent lawyer in Texas, works for the biggest companies in the world. And this guy is just a wordsmith. He joins our team, like hits it out of the park, you know, and just kills it. So that's one guy, you know. We get the airdrop out. We're trying to build out our NFT, you know, communities and collaboration. Out of nowhere, this guy called Homestead comes up. You know, we start talking. He's like, hey, the platform's interested. He tells us about other things he's worked on. You know, we start talking. And before we know it, he's already setting up connections with you guys and other projects. Just mind blown. And then, you know, one other example of this I'll talk about is for a long time, we didn't have Discord. We had a Reddit community, and that was kind of about it. We were also on a Juno Discord. But Homestead, I think, convinced me to create our own Discord. So I made it. And this random guy comes in and was like, hey, man, your Discord looks like shit. It looks unprofessional. And it kind of hurt to hear that. But at the same time, he was like, hey, you should do X, Y, and Z. I was like, yo, why don't you go do it? Let me see what you got. And he went in, built out a community. Our Discord looks amazing. So I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like Daniel. But every time we've needed someone, we've had a Homestead. We've had a Daniel. Just, it's awesome having community that you can't build any of this by yourself. Having people like Homestead is what makes this possible.
Absolutely. We've got some great mods. We've got Ambito here, just people that we found along the way that just kind of stumble across, you know, your paths cross for whatever reason, and it just works out. But that's the great thing about the Cosmos and being here and what makes it so unique. So I'm going to open it up to anyone who has any questions.
Oh, Rusty, me.
Yeah, raise your damn hand next
time. I've been so patient, buddy. I wanted to thank Homestead too for joining the group. And for people that don't know, Ambito and Homestead have been working behind the scenes on their own, unpaid, not identified or affiliated with any NFT creators or chain. And they're kind of like behind the scenes sleuths looking for nefarious activities or rug pulls, that sort of thing. And I want to thank both of you for continuing that work, looking for, you know, really bringing out the best of creators, the best of chains. You know, you guys are unsung heroes within Cosmos. And I know Ambito, we work the hell out of you, and thank you for it. I'm sure Homestead stays very busy with Gelato. Homestead, it's great to see you having a home because you work so much in Cosmos. But I hope you continue to do the same with you know, just working with Ambito and continuing to look out for the best of Cosmos and for all of us. I did want to throw sort of a medium, you know, you don't want to always throw softball questions. This is a little tougher one for Gelato. You know, the trading, you have like a securities gambling commission that kind of like looks over the machines to make sure that, you know, things aren't rigged, that the odds are correct. How can you guys assure the community that the odds that you present to us are those odds? And would you guys be open to, say, other devs or some other entity looking over your data just to like verify that the odds are correct?
I'm actually really happy that you asked that question. One of the things we strive from the very, you know, day one is we want transparency. We actually published all of our smart contract code on GitHub. So ultimately, before anyone plays, it's going to be open. You want to take a look at our code, see how we do odds or anything, you can go see that. We're also planning on getting audits, maybe every 6 months or every year, because code continuously changes. So getting that audited by a trustful company will also give that additional transparency and trust. And Daniel and I are docs. You know, if you take a look at our LinkedIn profile, our GitHub history, we've been in this industry. We've been working at this really hard, and we want to make all of our code transparent. So if anyone wants to take a look at the odds or anything, come take a look. You know, ultimately, you're going to make us better if you catch a bug or something.
Right. We published the basic algorithm for, you know, how winners are selected and how randomness is generated in the system. And like Rizvi said, that the code is open sourced. And so you can just see that no money is being secretly siphoned off somewhere, or there's some hard-coded, you know, address in there or anything like that. So we want the contracts to kind of be autonomous and be trustless, not be dependent on any, you know, any authority for deciding the outcome. And so that's a big consideration. And it's so big that a lot of the way that we end up designing some of the contracts going forward will have to incorporate, we'll have to, for example, a coin toss, you know, it would not be feasible to kind of do a coin toss where you're storing the data needed to do the randomness on chain, because anyone could just look at the data and they could, if they know what they're looking at, they can exploit it, and they could tell whether if they take somebody up on the bet. Like if somebody says, I'm doing a coin toss, I vote heads, and you want someone to come along and take tails, the person could, if they know what they're doing, they could look at the data that's stored on chain and see, well, they're going to lose if they take the bet. So in that, I can go into, you know, there's some reasons why that is, but to get around that, you either have to use an oracle to generate randomness or incorporate some other kind of mechanism that doesn't, you know, that's kind of an area for innovation, like including a third party, another person to be somebody who contributes randomness, someone who both parties taking the bet trust and agree that they trust, you know, and they can come in and they can provide the randomness that the system uses to kind of randomly select the head or the tails. So the constraint, like the name being open, being being transparent, it's going to lead to you know, some interesting game dynamics, largely, I think that they'll have a social manifestation. You know, it's going to be, at first, this lottery game is not, you know, It's not going to be highly interactive and dynamic, but that's where, you know, I personally, you know, and I think we collectively want to take it in that direction, in a direction where it is highly interactive and dynamic, and because it'll make a lot of things possible, a lot of things easier. But the contract itself, easier in terms of doing randomness in a verifiable way that is difficult to manipulate. That is, but bottom line is,
I also want to add in there too. You know, because we've been so transparent, is there anything additional that we can do as a team, individual, to help bring that transparency? We're happy to do so. Like, we're in it for the long haul. We want to build some fun stuff here. We love Cosmos, and I know trust isn't easily earned. So whatever we can do to help people get there, we're open to it, you know? And for the people who are supporting us, people who want to see this platform, thank you so much for being a part of this. And I really can't wait for all of us to do some cool shit together.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And I'll quote Jerry. You know, he always says that, you know, even if somebody gives us negative feedback, we love it, but, well, we don't love it, but we like to hear that, just because even if it's negative, they're taking the time to reach out and even give us some feedback. If they really didn't give a shit, they just wouldn't even say anything at all. Definitely. Is there any questions from anybody? If so, just raise your hands. But last thing, so you're going to have a pool on Osmo. Do y'all know the APR information or how the incentives are going to work? Are y'all still ironing all that stuff out?
No APR information. The only thing I can say is it's going to be dual incentivized, GLTO and G-Key. So for the first 6 months, we're going to give a shit ton of rewards. After that, we're going to refill the LP rewards, but they obviously won't be as big as, you know, they would have been if you joined early. So if you got a few bucks there, and we're going to, you know, try to do as much as we can to give you as much as possible.
I will be contributing. Chad.
We had Running Cut was first up for questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got a few questions. Is there a specific NFT platform or platforms that you're looking at? And what kind of currency are you going to use for fees?
I'll answer the first one. As of right now, we're looking at Stargaze. You know, we love all the amazing work Stargaze has done, all the amazing projects they have launched. There are other marketplaces that we might consider in the future. But for this very first series, it's going to be on Stargaze, probably going to be 8 or 10% royalty. We're not sure what the cost will be, but I will also tease out in the future, we're probably going to plan two more series. One that has 400, this series has 1,000 max supply. The second series will probably have 420. And the third series will be something very special with some fun stuff we'll talk about later, with a max supply of 69.
There were two questions there. Running, what was your second question?
What kind of currency, once your site is up and running, am I going to be using Juno or Stars or Atom to place
I am so happy. I'm so happy that you asked that. Whenever you take a look at a platform like ours, what people like to do is kind of have everything built around their coin. You know, the organization, sort of the house, they make most of the profits. Within the Cosmos ecosystem today, there's millions of dollars of rewards being generated. And there's really only two things you can do with it. You can restake it, or you can trade it, sell it, get something else. And that kind of sucks. And what we're hoping our platform does is it'll give people a third option. If you have something of value today within IBC/Cosmos, whether it's an NFT, some type of shit coin, maybe it's worth, you know, 2 cents, you have a coin like Evmos, we want to be able to use all those assets on the platform. So on launch, you'll be able to use GLTO, Stars, Atom, Secret, and Osmo. And then from there, we'll continue to add additional support for other IBC assets. And eventually NFTs.
Great. And my last question is for the Knots team. Are we going to have a gelato knot?
I'm kind of really hoping we do, because I love the Knot collection. I'm a little jealous that a bunch of other projects have their own logos and stuff in that series. So again, I'm not going to push them. Well, if they ever decide to do anything, you know, I would be open to it.
One thing we've learned is never say never, but we got a lot of other stuff on the horizon, but We have been, you know, working with the gelato team and building relationships. So who the hell knows? But I would never rule that out. So it's a great team, and we've been having fun so far. So you never know. So next, Chad, I think you were the next. Sorry, I think Chad's next. What's up, Chad? How you doing, bud?
I'm good. Hey, really intrigued by the project. big fan of Homestead. My question is, how do you get around the legality from state to state, and not necessarily state to state, but nation to nation? This will be a worldwide thing with all sorts of different rules and regulations.
Thank you so much for asking that. One of the ways, you know, to us, decentralization, gaming, gambling, it's sort of a gray area. And that's why one of the most important decisions we've decided to make is every game that we build will be a smart contract. We're not hosting anything. We're not managing anything. These games are basically running within the entire Juno blockchain all over the world. All we're doing is maintaining the front end. The same for Osmo today. If another person goes out and builds a new interface for Osmo, they easily hook into that platform because it's all running on the blockchain. So, you know, I can't say that's probably the best answer, but what we are looking to do is bringing on some additional legal help onto the team to sort of help us navigate this area. So we're not sure what it's going to look like, you know, but ultimately we want to be ready. We're hoping that because we aren't the house, we're sort of decentralizing that aspect by allowing people to stake as a house and having all the games as actual smart contracts may be enough to sort of let us get by, but we'll continue. We'll keep looking into this, bring on legal help. And if there is anything additional we can do to sort of make that easier and better for everyone, we definitely will do so.
I like it. I look forward to hopefully getting to test a little bit on that. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
We're really trying to push the aspect of decentralization here. That's the reason why we've given away most of the token to the community. We're having the community sort of funded by being as a house and stuff. So as a game does better, you know, the only way we're really benefiting from this is a small percentage we have for the dev team. But thank you again for that question.
Thanks, Chip. Hey, Little Gaines, what's up, bud?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
What up?
What's going on?
Great, brother, great.
Got a question for the Gelato team. Oh, I'm doing good, bro. I'm at work again, of course.
Siempre cambiando.
Yeah, I know. Are you guys going to release a testnet where people can play around with the platform before you actually launch it?
Answer to that, hell yeah. We actually have plans to launch Testnet in August, which will be incentivized heavily. So people, if you want to come, and this is something we plan on doing for every game. There'll be some games that'll make it to Testnet. They may never make it to Mainnet. So we want to keep, you know, the community engaged, helping us find bugs, helping us get feedback. So Testnet will launch hopefully in the end of August, and it will continue to be incentivized hopefully for a long time.
Right. And in terms of the progress on that front, I've basically been working on making, you know, getting the smart contract functionality working and connected to the front end, and that's pretty much there. And I put, you know, the front end is coming together. I have the basic outline, the layout for it, the buttons, and one thing. So, you know, as soon as that's in a working state, you know, we'll launch it on testnet. And but another thing is, even before that, if you, I often have questions about, you know, whether we should do this or we should do that, and just small things in the development of the front end, or it, like, what information is relevant? What should we have there? Should we show the number of tickets? Should we show, you know, sold? Should we show the jackpot in USD, you know, the value in USD, or should we show it in the crypto amount? You know, sometimes they're just questions, and I can't pretend to have all the answers on these things. And it's so on Discord, you know, I invite participation in that process, in the actual building of the thing, because, I mean, so, you know, if you want to actually participate in the direction, you know, I'll be posting screenshots of, you know, of just random, you know, parts of the user interface, and trying to make decisions more collectively about that, involving the users, you know, in the creation of the thing that will eventually be on testnet and mainnet. So you don't have to wait for something to be on testnet to contribute, you know, to start giving feedback if you really like are keen on it, participating in it.
Awesome. I'm going to take these last two questions and wrap it up. Hey, traders, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing? Good afternoon.
Great. We're going to have you on our show one time, man, to talk about your project and everything and your journey over here. What's going on?
Absolutely. Definitely looking forward to having that conversation. And, you know, I'm mostly here just to talk to the Gelato team, because we've been talking in Discord, and it's good to hear you guys' voices. I wanted to just ask about the NFT launchpad. Like, have you guys considered Loop, which I know is the launchpad that we're we're launching on? So I know I'm kind of placing a plug for kind of following our path here. But because you guys have a token, you can actually do like a reward NFT with the tokens attached, which could be a pretty cool option for Gelato to really build rewards into the NFTs that they're producing.
So we actually have been thinking about the spot. So for our first series, it's definitely going to be Stargaze. But for the 420 or the 69 supply collection, we do have some interesting ideas about attaching tokens and rewards to them. So for those series, we may consider Loop. But for the number one, it's definitely going to be on Stargaze.
Yeah, and I had sent y'all that article, what was it, yesterday or the day before, about that same thing about, you know, future launches looking into Loop, just because of that exact same reason you were mentioning, traders, that attaching that token to it is a really super cool feature. And also, we're going to launch on there too, so we're really bullish on Loop.
Yeah. I'll be honest, what I really would like to do, by the time you get to either the 420 or 69 series, you know, maybe this will sound a little crazy, but I would love to be able to attach a couple of Bitcoins to particular NFTs and just release them on Loop. You know, this way you open it up, maybe you'll get a secret art, maybe you'll get a Bitcoin, you know, who knows?
Something like that. Would it be a NOM instead of a Bitcoin?
Yeah, it will be.
Okay, just making sure. I was like, wait a second. But yeah, I mean, just to follow up on that, I mean, I hope you guys all watch our launch with Loop closely, because we're actually going to have Loop tokens as a reward attached to our NFTs for our drop. So every one of our NFTs will have a minimum, you know, amount of Loop tokens. Some of them will have a lot of Loop tokens that you can claim every day. So just, you know, keep an eye out on that. So in terms of kind of generating some ideas of how that can work and what the kind of value incentive is there, you know, I think we're the kind of guinea pigs, and I hope that we can inspire a lot of creative approaches with kind of mixing DeFi and NFTs here moving forward. So just kind of keep that in mind, guys. And I'm happy to answer any questions. I'm always available. So yeah, just,
I mean, without a doubt, we definitely will be watching, because we want to learn from your experience. And if we do end up going to Loop for a different series, you know, 1000% we're going to hit you up. You know, we're already talking in Discord. We got some future ideas and collaboration. So yeah, I'm excited. You know, I can't wait to see your launch, and we're definitely going to learn a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. It real quick, I need to wrap this up, but traders, yeah, I love that it just kind of instantly gives utility to an NFT as well. And you're, it's kind of like the ultimate degen. You got the NFT and the DeFi. It's great. Real quick, Vision 24, what's going on? You had your hand raised.
Thank you, guys. Good morning from here. So a quick one because of our time. Looking at the antecedents of Juno Network, I think this is the second time that chain is being halted, and Gelato is coming on Juno. So what are the plans to avoid this network issue from Juno, because it's actually a problem? So is there any plan of moving Gelato to a separate chain in the future? Thank you.
Yep, thank you so much for that question. Firstly, I don't really have concerns about Juno doing terrible. I think from what we've seen, even from today's outage, the team responded very quickly. You know, the chain shuts, I'd rather have a chain halt than fork in some weird way. So the fact that they've worked so quickly, they got up and running, my belief is that they're going to do great. We're going to see less of these halts. One of the main reasons why we introduced a GLTO token is so that in the future, if we ever outgrow Juno, we're like, hey, we need more needs, we need X, Y, and Z, we have the option of spinning off into our own Cosmos chain. So anyone who holds GLTO or whatnot or any of our assets can easily be moved over. So for the short term, we have no concerns. You know, we're happy with Juno, and I think they're going to do a kick-ass job. In the long term, if Juno just does not meet what we need, we have the option of spinning off and bringing everyone with us.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to wrap this up. Do y'all any closing thoughts, burning desires, final words, wisdom you want to share with us?
One, two last things I'll say is thank you guys to Knox team, Rusty, you know, Jerry, you guys have been beyond phenomenal. The last thing I'll say is when we talked about NFTs today, we only talked about our NFTs. We have plans to integrate other people's NFTs and projects, whereby holding, you know, the Watts collection or Star Punk or whatever, you will also get some type of boost or reward or something like that. More information on that soon. But thank you, everyone, for attending. Really awesome being here.
Thanks.
Daniel, any final words before we call it here?
No, that's Same. Thank you.
Awesome. We really, really appreciate y'all coming on and really excited about the project. It's going to be really a lot of fun. So thank y'all very much.
Awesome. It is exciting. And you know what's great about Gelato is they're a grassroots team. It's not like some venture capitalist came in, you know, threw down $1 million and said, hey, I'm going to run a casino. These are guys just like you and me, Rusty, who came in, wanted to build something in Osmos. And instead of sitting around talking about it, they actually did it. And, you know, it's a lot of work. I'm sure they're putting in hundreds and hundreds of hours to get this done. And it's just so exciting to see not just a new token, but something that can be done with that token as it launches. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then, the first time we hopped on the phone with them, it was just like we already knew them, right? It was a great conversation. Yeah. So that's always cool to just connect like that. Hey, just FYI, I'm picking up my son and there's a lot of parents. So if I go radio silent for a minute, it's because I'm getting my kid or talking to some random parent that I'm trying to avoid. But just in case, FYI.
Oh, just bring them on the show, man. Just phone up and say, hey, you're live. You got 100 people listening to you. What do you have to say?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my best to not make eye contact, but just in case. So, Jerry, what's going on, man? Jerry went to the Dominican Republic and comes back and then immediately just goes on another vacation, man. This dude's just at the beach. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, I don't tan, but I got to say, I think I sort of have a tan. I usually go either white or red, but I got like this really, really slight brown going on. And I'm proud of it.
Watch out.
It's been great. We had family come down from New York and it's been great. We took them out to the Outer Banks, which is like a barrier island on the coast of North Carolina. And the waves were awesome. There was actually people surfing. The waves were like a good, 10-foot crest. And my kids were loving it. Like the waves were just bowling me over. I'm a big guy. And my kids, it was just a lot of fun. The water was cold, but the waves were high. And we had a blast.
Wow. Does Jerry surf or what?
Jerry does not surf. But Jerry likes to try the... Oh, what's it called? Bodyboarding, where you lay down.
Oh, yes, and you grip it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I do that, man. I lay down on it and let the wave do all the work.
Oh, Lord. The motion of the ocean.
Exactly. But, hey, it's good getting back. I appreciate you keeping house again. Summer's starting to wind up. We're going to have the kids back in school. And it kind of feels like we're hitting this crypto bottom. Oh, shoot, I should knock on some wood. But it feels good, man, like we're surviving. And I kind of feel like, don't you feel like we're kind of like seeing the light here? Like, maybe there's some sunlight.
Oh, you better believe it, man. You better believe it. I'm getting that feeling again.
Yeah. I got that special tingle going on again. Like, hey, I think we're going to make it.
You know, it was like when Juno was going down and all that shit was happening and then Terra crashed, it was a terrible feeling. But now you're glad you stuck around because you get that feeling again. And it's like, oh, man, the world is right. Something good is going on.
Yeah, I know the bull market's here when my brother starts asking me about crypto again. So he's been kind of quiet for a bit. And the other day he hit me up about some projects. So very slowly out of the woodwork. Random people in my life trying to come back and ask about crypto. So I agree. I feel like something good's going to happen, man. I hope. If not, we'll keep building and eventually it'll pop.
It's we're back, baby. I'm already calling it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
Kraken hey. Announcement, I'm like, oh, man. And all these people coming to Juno. Oh, it's a great feeling, man. It's my like sister, butterflies.
My sister-in-law, she wants to get into crypto. She said, when should I get into Bitcoin? I said, about 3 weeks ago. You missed it.
That's always so weird when people ask me about it. It's so true. It's like, what should I do? And I tell them, but I'm like, man, but be careful. You just don't want to ruin anyone's life.
Yeah. DCA in and out, baby.
Look, Jerry, I don't want to get into Jerry's business, but Jerry and I lost a lot of money, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we learned some lessons about taking I never took profits. So, I'll be honest, I lost about $700,000, and it hurt. It hurt really bad. So,
but it just made you stronger, dog. Every time you lose, you learn.
It is. I'm not staking everything now, taking some rewards and just not keeping it all locked up so that I can sell and enjoy it. I can't take another loss like that. That hurt too bad. But yeah, it is exciting, Jerry. The Kraken thing really got me excited. And then today the chain is halted, but the price keeps going up. So I'm like, oh, screw it.
But you know, I feel like Grisby in that the guys, it's like we have our own police department, EMS, fire truck, like the guys, they all jump right. There's like a panic button, man. Slam that sucker down. They halt the chain and they all jump in there. The validators, the devs, everybody. I love it. Like there's such energy behind it. And, you know, there's the passion, you know, you need that passion and drive. And Juno has that. So I feel good about it.
It kind of reminds me of the early days of the
Acid Mantle call last night, or the Acid Mantle spaces last night, when they basically like said they paused the space and they were like, any Juno validator that's in here, you need to go pay attention right now to like what's going on. And then like literally people were like, oh yeah, hold on, dropping everything and running over there to start like taking care of stuff. And like, it was a really serious conversation and everybody was like, wait, what's going on? Boom, business time. Like, it was like, I know for like the owning guys, it was like probably 2 a.m. and he was like on his spaces and he's like dropping everything he's doing, going from like safeguarding the community against bad practices to like defending the chain against the malicious contract. So I was like, hats off to you guys.
Yeah, because Kevin is out in Florida, I believe. I think he's out in Tampa. So yeah, because what time was that call? It was like midnight or something. I'm in Central Time in the U.S. So I think it was around midnight here. So it had to be around 1 or something out there. So I woke up this morning and looked at my Discord and I saw a chat between Ambito and Jerry and they were saying something about the chain halted. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, this is our second time and it's going to happen again. But we truly have a professional response team. These guys are on it. I think they love the challenge. And every time this happens, we get stronger. So the first time it happened, I'll be honest, I was like, my God, what? And this was with the whale drama. It was like, dude, what else can go wrong, you know? But now I feel good, man. You know, like you never want people to attack the chain. But if it happens, we have a really competent validating team and core dev team that really put in, you know, 100% to look after all of us.
Sorry, I'm with my son for a minute. You're going to have to keep talking, Jerry.
Oh, hey, no problem. So to give you guys all an update as to what's going on with Knots, we released 8-Ball, Tuesday? And that's been running, it was Monday. It's only 100 stars, and 8-Ball's been a really great NFT that Knots has been working on. What we did with the 8-Ball was it was our first attempt at MP4, which is with it has like an NFT with like the different lighting scenarios. So you'll see it. I'm sure most of you guys have bought an 8-Ball by now, but it's really cool. Like, you know, the ball lights up and changes, you know, different lighting effects and everything. And that was a fun little project that Rusty and I came up with during, you know, the crypto crash. Just so we would all have sort of an outlet and something to do while trying to survive the crypto winter that we've been having. Rusty, you okay there, bud?
Yeah, I'm listening. Sorry, my son is telling me how kick-ass he is at running back.
Yeah, so, no, your son is great. He's doing good.
But the 8-Ball is fun. I think people have really enjoyed it. People are posting them and just putting, you know, whatever it says on there, you know, as an answer to whatever, right? Blame Mebius or all kind of little stuff. It's just really fun. And we've had a couple. We have had a Netanot winner and a Starnot winner. And then who was it? Justin True, I think, won the Starnot. Then he immediately did did a giveaway with it, which was really cool. And that's just another great thing about the cosmos, right? That giving. I've never seen people just give away so much stuff. So it's really cool.
And we have we bought a Maneki Cosmos NFT.
Oh yeah.
No discount either. Yeah, no discount. We helped create the Maneki Cosmos, and it was a great honor to do that with the ICB gang and Tank. And as part of our 8-ball series, we put a Maneki in there. So somebody's going to win a Maneki. So that's going to be a really cool payday for somebody. And if somebody in here wins it, hold on to it. Okay, that's one to hold on to.
Yeah, and I think, I don't think I know that Tank is going to be announcing the big plans on that, the secret that he's been withholding for the whole time. That's going to be coming soon. But yeah, somebody had mentioned that, and it was like, and I quickly said, no, this wasn't like things were just extra NFTs we had just laying around.
There right? is no there, extras.
Yeah. So it's we've got Reaper, we've got Jellyfish, we've got Maneki.
We got Brady.
What?
We got Brady here. Yep. And we have the Space Ape Society too. We got an ape in there, and the apes have been doing great. They sold out in hours. They have a really great community, and we went on and we bought an ape to put in our own ape ball to celebrate, you know, their success. And somebody's going to win a space ape.
Yeah, it's going to be it's really fun, and it was meant to be silly and just lighthearted, and obviously that's reflected in the price of 100 stars, right? But it's really fun. I think people enjoy being able to go and, you know, just be able to mint a bunch of them at a time, right? That's the whole joy of NFTs and that kind of just that lottery or slot machine kind of feel. Go in there and plug away and see what you get. But
yeah, you know, we talked about that. You know, when you have a lower NFT price, you can buy more. And really, 90% of the fun, a lot of the times, is playing the game, right? So I went in there. And I thought I was going to buy like 3 or 4. I wound up myself buying 9 8-balls just because I was like, which one am I going to get next? You know, I know obviously which ones, you know, the words and everything, but it's just so much fun playing the game and seeing what 8-balls you win. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. What's your favorite one?
What's that smell?
I knew it. The answer, but I just wanted to ask you anyways.
What's that smell? No, it's so much fun. And I think we're going to do a second series down the road. This one's already, what is it? We're like at 20% or somewhere in the 20s. It's doing really well. And I think people are having a lot of fun with it. And like I talked to you, Rusty, I would love to do like 80s 8-ball or 90s 8-ball and really throw in all the like fun slang of the decade.
Well, I just minted one for fun just to see what I would get, and I got an I believe in you, so.
Oh, see, that's.
I believe in you, Nats team. Let's go. We got this.
That is awesome. Sunny ones, there's warm, yeah. Warm-hearted ones. There's ones that are basically telling you you're going to fail, that yep. You're never going to make it. There's all kind of things, but remember, whatever it is, it's the truth. So, yeah.
I feel bad for whoever pays 100 stars and gets the 8-ball that says buy rope. It's like, oh, really? Bad day.
Who the hell made that? I don't remember that one.
I'm holy just joking. I'm okay. Just joking. I'm
I was
just
like,
joking.
Shit. I thought I saw all of the money that we were making.
No. No, oh. I wouldn't do that.
I don't. Hey, man, I don't know you. You know, at the end, you could easily snuck something in there and yeah. Put something else in there.
No, but, we haven't gone that far yet, but we do like to have fun with it. So there is, I don't know, how many different, there's like at least 100 or so of those.
There was
words.
There was a super long yeah. List. I don't know how many there were, but we
it
just
was a lot
of
fun doing that, too, just coming up with different terms.
It was. It's really fun. Yeah, we can, you know, we've talked about this, but we were originally talking, hey, let's do a fortune cookie. And it's kind of the same premise, right? Just putting silly phrases out there. But somebody had already done that, right? When we were talking about it, it was like a week later and somebody did a fortune cookie one. Or I don't know if it was you or Ambito said, hey, here's the fortune cookie project. So we had to really get on the ball with this one before somebody else, because there's probably somebody else out there with the damn same 8-ball idea. So
thanks, son of a bitch. Not to yep. Take it from me.
Yeah. You know, well, that's what we were saying about the fortune cookie project.
Yeah. You got to move fast. You got to be innovative and you got to move fast. But I'll tell you, it was really cool in that with the 8-balls, we did the MP4 format. So we were playing with the lighting effects. because that's really cool in itself. Like the 8-balls aren't just a static image, like they're a live image. And I like it. And, you know, we try to put out the best quality we can, even for fun projects like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super fun. And then, so I know this, so talk about the, Umi Knots. We had Umi on last week, and I always said Yumi, but it's actually Umi. Talk about that. I know this is really quick, but we've already got Umi Knots on deck, and it's super quick, but this is one we've been holding for months. We literally have been holding this one for months and months.
We've been holding it for months, but Umi's been quietly building themselves. And Rusty, I was blown away with that interview. That I had no idea how much they're doing in Cosmos.
I was clueless. I was clueless. I knew they had some connection with like Ethereum, but I was completely ignorant, and that's my own fault. But yeah, they're doing some deep shit over there.
They are
really, you know, like, yeah, I need to get some talking about Umi.
Yeah.
Go. Sorry.
They're looking at bringing Ethereum into Cosmos, not just. Well, please focus on the show, Rusty. There's priorities.
I've got my son and my dog in the car with me. Sorry.
Oh, God. And, yeah. Okay.
And you. You're always Jerry, and take me. The wheel. How about that?
Yes. Yep. I'll do the best I can, buddy. I'm looking out for you. But yeah, no, real quick on Umi is they're looking to kind of do a bridge of bringing Ethereum into Cosmos, and not just average Joes like Rusty and myself. And everyday investors, but also large like whales, large, you know, people with deep pockets and institutions and whatnot. So Umi is doing a lot of building, and it's exciting to see them as a part of Cosmos. I had no idea the amount of building that Umi is doing. I think they're going to be a powerhouse in themselves within Cosmos. As far as Umi Knots goes, it's going to be a quick little collection that's launching tomorrow. There's only 250 of them for 750 stars. I expect it to sell out fast. We are reserving 500 because we made a promise to people that collect Netta Knots. If they acquired six different Nua Knots universe
it's
animated
figurines,
they would get Umi Knots. So we have Umi Knots in reserve and some Umi Knots for giveaways. I don't know. We're probably not going to use all 500, but we wanted to have enough in our pocket, in our wallet, so that we could, you know, live up to our word. But there's only going to be 250 on the market. So it's a very small collection.
Yeah.
Very cool collection, though. Very unique. They're underwater. They got squids and everything.
It's, yeah, instead of an orb, it's a damn fishbowl. I mean, how cool is that? But the backgrounds are really detailed too. I mean, the whole thing is just really cool. And that was our first kind of journey into this, you know, this new Knots that we were doing, right? The second generation. But
yep,
these are the fantastic. And like I always say, I mean, just if you get them, zoom in and just check out the level of detail on them. It's the detail that just blows me away on there. But yeah, they're super, super cool. And then we've got all those other airdrops, too, that we're going to do of the animations. And those are just right around the corner. And that airdrop is a complicated one. So it's not complicated. There's just a lot of different ways to qualify. Let's say that. But yeah, we've got that coming up, too.
And, but yeah, we completed the comic series 1 through 10, and now we're in the process of airdropping the new Knots Animated, which is animated versions of the comic. And our artist team does does a great job of bringing the NFTs to life. If you guys haven't seen one, please watch them. They're truly amazing. I posted them within our Discord. You can watch all 10. And they're really great collector's items to hold on to as we build the Knots universe. You know, we're already working on the second edition of the comic series. It's going to be 11 through 20. So we'll have Knots Universe comics, and then we'll have Knots Universe animated after the next 10 are made. We'll also animate them. We do a lot of work. You know, we like to build up the Knots Universe.
We do. And admittedly, I'm not a big comic book guy, but the comic is badass. The backstory, the lore, or everything around that's awesome. And then it's just super fun to do something different. And, you know, sometimes to even to our own detriment. But this one has been on. It's been fantastic. The comic's been really limited. And now the animation, I mean, it's just not something you see, right? We're always trying to do, we always want to be the first. We're not always the first, but we're always trying to be the first. And this one's fantastic. So really, really proud of that. And you did a good job in leading that effort. And the mods and everything. I mean, talking, you know, Gelato was mentioning about these people. I mean, the writers of our comics were just our mods. They're just people that we saw in our Discord a lot and said, hey, do you want to be a mod? And then all of a sudden writing a comic for us. So, I mean, talk about shit just falling into place. It's funny how things work out like that. I know Flicks and Z is on
people.
Here.
AJ and Flick are awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah.
They do a great job. You know, and it's been tough because, you know, in a crypto winter, you know, honestly, the way Knots is going now is we're building just to keep, just to sustain, right? Like we're sort of treading water, and it's that way for a lot of creators. You're building, we're building our community, we're building our supporters, but you know, this isn't getting you out of your day job here, Rusty.
No, I actually spend most of my day job working on this shit, right? With the door closed, acting right. Like I'm doing something, right? I'll like have like Tanks show on in the background and I close my door and it just sounds like I'm on a conference call, but I'm really just like listening to Tank or listening to Little Gaines talk or something. But screw them. But no, it has been tough. I mean, absolutely. When, you know, a few months ago when everything Juno's at $40+, right, you could sell NFTs for, you know, $50 to $100 with no problem. And now, you know, we're right around, you know, $10 with $10-$15 with most of these, and it's tough. And our prices have not gone down, right? Your prices that you know, you're having to pay your artist stay the same, but we've had to look everywhere we can to cut costs. Yeah. Without sacrificing quality. But I mean, if we want to stay afloat, we've had to make tough decisions, and it sucks because there's a lot of good people who work with us, but you know, right now we have no other options, right? We're just doing what we can.
But you know, they say that now is the time to build, and we've been very blessed in that, you know, people recognize Knots for trust, and that when we give our word, we stick to it. And we're beginning to really build our relationships within Cosmos. We built a really great partnership with Tank and IBC Gang and creating the Manac Cosmos. We're working with Gelato now. We're in talks with BitSong. So I see a lot of great partnerships for us down the road, and I would like to.
I do strong. I'm not even.
It's awesome.
John came up to me. And said,
sorry, you're hearing my son chime in every once in a while. So I hear you like pause sometimes, but it's just my son. He's making fun of some kid from.
He's making fun of Jerry.
No, they do know Juno Jerry though. That's what they call you.
Is that Juno Jerry?
So, but
I think
yeah,
your daughter gives me the most ass.
She does. She loves talking on the show. She asked me today if she could spend there. She's in Mexico, and she was asking me if she could one adopt a cat from Mexico, and I said hell no. And then she wanted to spend a month down there. I was like, well, not right now. School's starting in like 2 weeks. But yes, she my daughter is a big Juno Jerry fan. So
awesome. And she's a great artist herself. You know, tell her to stick with the art drum, and maybe we can get some work down the road.
Free labor, right? If we can,
yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, for sure.
Exploit
my
daughter's art skills. you know, she kind of faded out though. You know, she went on a little streak there for a couple of weeks, and now she's quit drawing and gone back to just playing Roblox full time.
Back on the phone.
Back to the phone it is.
You know what I call it? Plugging in the kids. They need to be plugged in for so many hours a day.
Hey man, yeah, it's tough to get them off, but at the same time it's almost like a little babysitter, which is bad to say, but
Okay. That's the reality of it.
The reality of being a parent. Yeah. You're like, I would never let my kid do that. And then you're like, oh, just go get on Netflix or something. Hey, go play GTA.
Stay away from that TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. Yeah. They're on TikTok.
Yeah. But listen, we got the 8-ball selling. Netanauts is at 76%. Netanauts has been doing great. I think the dropping of the animations has really helped out sales with the Netanauts. And then we got Uminauts dropping tomorrow, only 250 of them. And then we're really excited about the Trailer Park Kids. And that'll be launching as on Loop, just like who was talking about that? It was Trader. Yeah.
Yep. It's no secret that Trailer Park Kids is my, that one is awesome. We're now making one of ones. So we're throwing all these ideas behind the scenes and our artist is coming back with them and showing us the one of ones and they're awesome. They're awesome. Not to give some away, but maybe there might be a Britney Spears or a Mr. T or some other stuff, but they are really fun to see come to life. So really, really excited about that. Excited about Loop and, you know, the reward NFTs and attaching tokens to that as well. And it's just really cool. And these are another one, right? They're not serious, right? But it's kind of like, it's kind of sci-fi-ish, robot transformer-ish. But these are just dirty kids from the trailer park. And it's really fun. And they've got mullets and tattoos and stuff. It is just something really lighthearted. And we'll have a bunch of ones. So, but super excited and can't wait to launch on Loop and learn more about how that all works, right? In theory, I think I understand everything, but it'll be nice to see everything actually come out in real life and see how it works and how receptive they are to the tokens being attached and staking the NFTs and stuff. It's really, really cool.
It's a unique utility that NFT creators can opt in to do or not. When you and I heard it, we were immediately impressed with it. We said, absolutely. So when you buy a Trailer Park Kid, you will be able to stake them and earn the Loop tokens. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I think people love it. And like we were saying with Gelato, what's cool about it is we're going to use Loop token because we don't have our own token, but people that do can attach their own tokens to it as well. So it's really cool. And obviously we're really big into providing utility and just being more than just an NFT. What else can it do? And this just kind of has that, provide some utility with putting that token with it and pairing it up if you stake it. So really cool, really excited to see how that goes. And, just Loop is, I'm bullish on Loop in general. So I'm really excited to be launching on that. I see Yopster on here. He was on a call yesterday with that team and all the team members. Everyone's great over there. So they've been really receptive, really warm to us, which is obviously always a good feeling.
What are you going to do with the one of one NFT of Rusty holding sugar? So for people who don't know, well, basically the your profile picture is being made into a Trailer Park Kid one of one. Are you going to keep that one or are we putting it into the cards?
I would never keep it, but that picture of me looks super white trash. So it's going to be a perfect Trailer Park Kid.
Absolutely.
I would be honored to have to be my own Trailer Park Kid. So I would absolutely not keep it. Somebody else can. You know, I get to look at myself every day and enjoy this every day, Jerry. So I want somebody else to be able to open up their wallet and look at that every day and appreciate it.
Look at Rusty and Sugar there. Yeah.
Maybe somebody can make it their own, you know, their profile picture, right? That would be great.
I would love that. Yeah. You know, Robo was our first VIP to get a Trailer Park Kid, and it's so great to see him enjoying. the one that we made for him. It came out really cool. I really think the series is going to be a big hit.
It I think so too. I mean, they seem to resonate with everyone who's seen them, and it's just fun. There's no way around it. And we talk a lot. NFTs have made us kind of junior psychologists. There's a lot of psychology that goes into NFTs, but a big thing about it is, you know, you want to have an NFT, you want to feel good when you look at it, you want it to bring out some emotion in you, right? And these, I think, will just make people feel good. So, you know, they're going to be affordably priced. I think people will absolutely, let me say this. I think people will, and I really hope that they resonate with people, but they definitely resonate with me. So yep. I hope everyone else has got that same feeling when they look at the dirty little kid NFT.
And as far as one of ones, which is like a specially made NFT within the series, we're going to have 30 of them. So it's like we're going to have a 3,000 total collection, and then 30 one of ones. So you have a 1% chance of getting a super rare one like that. And it's cool. That, you know, I hope I'm going to be playing it, and I would love to win some of the ones. I saw the Hulk Hogan one today, and it looks amazing.
That was awesome. That was really cool. The Britney Spears, there's Marty McFly. There's a bunch of fun ones out there. And so stuff, and the artist is great. So I can't complain. I'm just ready for them to go so that, you know, here in a few weeks, we can launch those on Loop, and hopefully they'll be a hit. So, I mean, Trailer Park Kids and Loop tokens, shit, man, that's a win-win.
And you can buy the 8-ball. I mean, hey, you know, save yourself some counseling. If you have any issues, just ask the 8-ball. It's there for 100 stars. It'll, you know, just, you know, talk to the 8-ball. It's there for you.
Yeah. You need marriage advice? You know, just ask that. It will.
Absolutely.
It could save your marriage.
It could.
Or ruin it.
Either way, it's going to do something.
Yeah. Hey, babe. Yeah. Let's skip out on that counseling. I consulted an 8-ball and it says, yeah, we need to separate. It told me to buy the fucking dip. So,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
The one thing that we, that I was wondering about us addressing was Osmonauts. Are we going there? Dare we dip our foot in the water?
I'm always told that I speak too much. So, yes, I think we go there. I think the people want to know.
I think they do.
So, go for it.
Okay.
Or you want me to go for it?
I was throwing you the football here. Catch
I know, but you tell me I talk too much.
No, go ahead, man.
Yeah, no, with everything that's been going on with the wash trading and those accusations and everything, and I'm not going to act like I've read a bunch of the stuff. I'm not an expert on that, but regardless, we have a company, we have a reputation. This has affected Asset Mantle. So we discussed it and we decided we're going to pull out. And to be honest, we hadn't been getting great feelings just from their lack of communication anyways. So it wasn't like, I will say the platform looked amazing, but it's been on hold forever. And then this was just kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. So, yeah, we're going to pull out. We're not going to launch over there. And we've got some offers from some other places that are trying to kind of pull us over to launch over there. But, I don't think we've made a decision, yet necessarily where we will launch those, but we do have an idea.
We have an idea, and the market is continuing to grow. We already have, Stargaze is an excellent market with, you know, 90% of the traffic. Loop is opening up where you have staking utility. And then we have OmniFlix coming along. And, you know, I would guesstimate, you know, when you guesstimate, you're right on, right? Guesstimate
pretty much
the next month. Yeah. you know, within the next month or so that, you know, there will be the Flicks drop. So I expect the Flicks drop to come, and with their token dropping, you know, that's like the lifeblood of a marketplace. So I would expect OmniFlix to really pick up too. And, you know, neither one of us can say enough good things about Sisla and his team. You know, as far as marketplaces go, they're the most reachable. They're the most willing to do anything they can to create or do anything for the creators to make the market easier on them. And, you know, they're just constantly building behind the scenes without the expectation of income. Like I don't know how they're surviving, honestly, because they're very honorable people and they're just building and building and building behind the scenes. I think they really want to get it 100% right. And it's really cool to see them doing that. But yeah, I feel really good about OmniFlix, you know, when they get that, when their token going.
Yeah. And we've really built a really tight relationship with that team too. Even, you know, even though we haven't launched anything over there, we're in constant contact with Sisla, but they are working on their liquidity bootstrapping, and that is going to be called StreamSwap over on Osmosis. So, so yes, right. I think within the next, let's just say month, that Flicks should be out. So, we're just talking about it. So we've been kind of talking, hey, do we want to launch that over there on their platform? But we have not made a decision yet. But it's always nice to try and time something with the drop of a token, right? That could bring a lot more extra traffic over there if they're kind of enticing users right as part of the airdrop, or, you know, that you'd have to mint something on their platform, right? So let's be honest. I mean, that would definitely be potential boost for our sales if we were to put something over there. So
You know, so we're gonna pull the Osmonauts. They're a beautiful collection. The purple and white knot collection it's amazing. And what's really cool is Osmonaut is already in Knot's lore. It's in the Knot's comic. In the Knot's universe animated series. So we're already using him, within our community. It'll be nice to, you know, finally get the Osmonauts out there to the community. I think they're a really hot commodity. The purple coloring is amazing. And plus, you know, people love Osmosis too, it's one of the foundational tokens within Cosmos.
It's usually people's first experience when they come over, right? It's always been that buy your Atom and then come over and go over to Osmosis, right? The Atom is your on off ramp, and go over to Osmosis and then, just prepare to, you know, get your mind blown. And then you come over here and you never leave. So that's usually people's first experience with it. So they do look awesome. The purple is just freaking awesome. I say that about everyone, but I really do love everyone, but those ones are really badass. That color scheme is just incredible, and the backgrounds too are really blow you away.
You know what I want to do is I've shared with you the prototype of the portrait style knot. I would love to, and we're having trouble with the image. I wanted to share it on Twitter and kind of like let some people look at it, like a sneak peek.
Sure.
But it's weird with the GIF in that there's only certain kind of GIFs that work with Twitter. I thought there was only one format, but apparently there's a lot.
Yeah, we were trying to post that one day. I tried it on my computer. I tried it on my phone. Hold on 1 second.
We got to work through that though with the GIF as far as finding the right. Apparently a GIF is not a GIF. There's many different coding formats behind it. But, you know, just to share it with you guys, I've been working with the artist team as creating like Generation 3 knot format, which will have like that MP4 effect, like what you guys saw within the 8-ball. I would love that to bring that to the knot series in a portrait style and kind of like bring out more facial expressions. I think people really appreciate faces and seeing the expressions and being able to relate to that into an NFT. So we're doing a prototype with the knots, and as soon as I get the format figured out, I'll share it on Twitter, because we love to get your guys' feedback. You know, without you guys talking to us and letting us know what we're doing right and wrong, we want to make it. But yeah, that'll be one thing that we try to get out to you guys.
Sorry, y'all. I'm once again, my wife's out of town, so my wife and my daughter are out of town. So I'm playing Mr. Mom, and my son picked him up from practice. Now I'm cooking some food, so I'm trying to do both at the same time. I'm not cooking. I'm cooking frozen tacos, these little tacos, hey, and dude, putting them in the oven. And
it's hey, a man. It's a bachelor pad right now.
I'm lucky it's my son. He's very not picky on shit. Like everything has been like chicken nuggets and cereal.
Hey buddy, so, here's a bag of Doritos. Have a good dinner.
Here's some Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Dr. Pepper. And yes,
we know how to survive.
That's it, man. I'm not going to cook a fancy meal, but he's a good kid, but he's easy to please. So I'm just looking through the freezer and seeing what we've got, trying not to give him chicken nuggets again.
I think we covered everything that I wanted to cover. I wanted to, unless you wanted to bring up other topics, but I did want to thank Ambito. I see him here, and he's been really picking up as far as the, because I was at the beach and Ambito was kind of looking after our Twitter. And Ambito, you're a rock star, man, with the tweets coming out. I think you're finally finding your groove. Just stick with it. I love, you know, I know that at first when you joined us, you were like, you know, can I tweet this or that? But you're such an honorable, great guy that, you know, Rusty and I feel 100% confident and comfortable with everything that you're doing within Knots. You are Knots now. You're 100% here.
That's some good words. Yeah, Ambito is a great dude, and he's definitely finding his groove, and he's got some great ideas, and he keeps us on track because we're all over the fucking place, to be honest. I mean, there's just things going all over, and Ambito is kind of like that calm that brings the calming presence and saying, hey, why don't y'all do this, or why haven't y'all thought of this? And just because Ambito, you're smarter than us, that's why we thought of it.
It's awesome. He's like, why don't you guys use a calendar? And we're like, yeah, we should use date scheduling. Fuck.
Genius. We're like, but awesome. I've got post-it notes.
Yeah. He's been awesome though. Really great. And he's a bit of, for those that don't know, he's a bit of an artist too. He's got some skills. So it's cool to see him using those.
He's an NFT sleuth and an artist.
Yeah. So absolutely.
Great person, and glad he's here. But let's go ahead and wrap it up. Sorry, I've just got a lot of stuff going on, but did we want to do a giveaway or
always with giveaways?
So I'm not in front of my thing, so I can't do you know what, I could do it on my phone, just a random number generator if you wanted to do that. So last time Natego said, you know what, you should take a screenshot. Okay. So because you always say like, oh, don't move. Right. So maybe if you took a screenshot, then you wouldn't have to worry about people moving. But
okay. But if people just stay in their seats, then that works too.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So right.
Before we did this, did anybody have any questions, concerns, compliments or complaints? Like, we're totally open to, we love hearing from you guys. So anything you want to throw at us, just toss it.
We're always open to criticism because Lord knows Lord knows I make a lot of mistakes.
We need it. Honestly, we need it just to stay on track.
Hello, it's me again.
Hello.
Hey.
Well,
how are you doing?
I'm fine. People can't stay in their seats because when somebody wins and they request the mic to say thank you, everything's reshuffled.
See, Jerry? And
everybody sees something different. That's the thing.
That is true. Yeah, my screen doesn't look like Natego's or Jerry's, right? Because it's order of, if I'm friends with somebody or following somebody that you're not or vice versa, it puts them kind of, I think, in order like that. So
You know, if like Natego is like my 10th person down, it could be your 8th person or something along those lines. So, Natego, you're also smarter than us too. So
I just want to win. True. I haven't won in a long time.
You haven't. You were on a hot streak for that was a while ago.
See, yeah,
she's due. Natego, you are due.
This is true.
Chris. Chris came up, and we also have Vision. Vision, did we ever get you from earlier?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we did. Okay, we just lost Vision anyway. So, Chris, okay, come on up, buddy.
Bushido Brown.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up,
Bushido Brown?
Yeah, how you guys doing tonight?
Oh shit, man! I'm alive. I'm here with y'all.
Oh please,
life is good.
The girls are out of the house. You're on Easy Street right now. What are you talking about?
I've been watching the what's it called? Rust to Riches. I don't know if any of y'all watched that car show on Netflix, but they came out with a new series or a new season last night, and I fucking love that show. I'm not even a car guy, but I love that show. Anyways, what's up? What's up, bud?
Not much. I was going to ask you, one of the earlier tweets I was reading when you posted about the Knots animated series, that you were going to be burning sections of the Native Knots to move it forward. Are you still planning to do that, or are we just letting it ride now?
No, we took down. They have not been officially burned yet, but what did we take down? I think 100, right, Jerry?
We have them in our wallet. Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. We haven't officially burned them, but yes. So we did do that. We took 100 down, and we're going to get rid of those. We're going to completely get rid of those, but we were planning on doing more, but sales started picking up again. So we were like, okay, we'll burn them right away. So, and that was kind of the motivation. You take them off, right? You want to maintain value for the holders, but you know, also you want to put a little pressure on there, right? A little, hey, get them while they're available. If not, you know, we're going to take them off the market, because we don't just want to, no one wants their NFTs just sitting on the market. So, but no, we have 100 that we took off. They are just sitting in our wallets, but we will burn those, that we haven't officially burned them yet. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry, bud.
Oh, okay. Like, me and a couple of the guys in Discord are here doing like crazy math, like seeing which ones we need. And I luckily have 9 out of 10. So I'm just waiting for the last grouping to get my 10th one so I can get all 10.
And somebody, I was just reading, somebody was, Doc Sage was just reaching out to me on Discord about that as well too. So, this airdrop is crazy. It's, this was Jerry's doing. I'm just the one trying to solve Jerry's math problem that he created. So,
that's what happens when you leave me in charge of Twitter, right? So Jerry gets an idea, I throw it out there.
Yeah,
and then it becomes Rusty's mess to clean up.
And then you deal with the reverberations of the explosion.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello.
Hey,
what's going on?
Good. Good evening. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good morning.
I heard winning something. I hope I'm gonna win something too.
Oh, okay. Well, Jerry, on that note, you want to go ahead and set the parameters for your guessing game?
Let me do a screenshot here, okay?
Listen to Natego.
I'm going to. She's very smart.
She is.
Thank you. Shit.
Let me get these screenshots here. And that way, if I move seats,
okay,
you guys.
Okay.
So
3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times 4. 7 times 4, Rusty.
28.
Yeah, but we can't count you and me.
Well, no.
So let's do 26. Random number generator.
Okay. So I'm going to do 1 through 26. All right. You ready for the first generated number?
So ready.
Drum roll. 21.
I mean, look, one.
And what are we playing for?
We can leave it open, bud.
Okay. Well, then it's winner's choice. Just DM me. Depends on what you choose, whether it's your Stars address or your OmniFlix address. But you'll just DM me after this, and I'll get it to you either tonight or I work remote tomorrow, so I can actually do more shit except for work. So.
Okay, so DM on Discord or here?
You would either way, Discord or Twitter. Yeah, I check them both 20 times a day or more, so I will get you.
So it's
okay, Rusty, I'll DM you.
Okay, thank you, bud.
Hey, Crush You Nerds, congratulations. Crush You Nerds.
Crush You Nerds, I think. Did they win last time?
No. Really?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I think they won last time, and then they weren't here or something. I think somebody else won.
Okay.
Yeah, I think stepped away. Oh no, they did, and then I think I still got them. If I can remember that.
Correctly. Yeah. I think you got them for something after.
Yeah, because I felt bad because sometimes people are doing stuff and they're kind of listening, and sometimes it's hard to get back. You know. All right, Crush You. Just DM me, man, and let me know what you want. Last week, we even did some Uminauts, even though they're not out. But we've got all those addresses. So once they do launch, I guess that would be tomorrow that we could actually start sending those out.
We have that's Uminauts, exciting. Netanauts, Starnauts,
Wanauts, Junonauts.
Well, wait, are we out? We might be out of Junonauts.
Let's scratch Junonauts. That's true. Let's scratch those. Sorry. There's very few left.
And so
they're the most popular ones.
Yeah. We keep 25 in our, I think we've gone through them pretty much. I think, Junonauts, OG, I don't think we can offer those.
Yeah. Sorry. So we're no Junonauts. So, Chad, I just saw your question you had asked earlier. Sorry, I think you had got that answered. You asked that, Chad. Never mind. I asked that question. Never mind. Sorry, Chad. Okay, sorry. Well, I'm all over the place.
Before we go on to the second winner, can we get Wolfman up here?
Absolutely.
Welcome to Notch News.
What is up, guys?
What's up, Wolfman?
You guys are fucking awesome, man. You guys rock.
You know, Wolfman, I don't know if I've ever actually heard your voice before.
You know what's crazy, man, is we all launched on Genesis on Stargaze.
Yes.
And I reached out to you guys in the get-go, and you were so swamped in helping smaller creators we didn't get to connect again. I think until now, where we're kind of, you know, through some suggestions through the community and things like that, that are wanting us to do some cool collabs. And my brain has been turning, man. Like, I'm like, when Alley Knots, you know what I mean? Like, I see some cool.
That would be a cool collaboration.
Dude, guys, I see a really cool dual utility between our use cases on maybe see something where you get a validator and you get some Stardust tokens for staking kind of thing. And I think there could be some cool stuff that we can do together.
Could you imagine like a badass kind of robot owl that's like just like a mean fucking owl? That would be badass,
dude. That's what I'm saying, man.
That would be cool.
I've already been envisioning it, man. Like, I already have an artist in mind that I was thinking about having one mock-up, and I was gonna just DM you guys, but why not say it to the community? I was already gonna send you guys a concept of something, because I've really been thinking about this. I think that communities coming together and really building something special for people and bringing dual utility between projects is really revolutionary, and why not? And it doesn't have to be big. There doesn't have to be a bunch of them. You know, they can, it can be an elite. It's fun and it's exciting. That's what NFTs are all about. It's, that's what art is all about, right? It's coming together and having something really special and fun, and maybe being the lucky guy who gets one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I keep, it just sounds so cliche, but that's what's so great about this community. I mean, just there's competition between people in the NFT community. Obviously, there's some of that, but there's so much love and people just sharing information and wanting to do these collaborations that it really is something special.
The biggest mistake we can make is being like soap makers. Okay, soap people who make soap are so threatened by their competition. They become violent and cruel and mean, and it's really sad. On a local level, because you know they're like, a lot of times they're trying to make money for themselves and they're just in it and out of it. I want us to be more like brewers, you know, where we are coming in like people who are brewing beer. They do collabs all the time, because why wouldn't you? And the thing is even with soap and everything, because I'm in the, you know, with Hemp360, right? I've been making soap for 15 years and selling it, right? And on the local level, on the broad scale, at trade shows and private label and stuff. But, you know, it's like, why wouldn't you collab if you can collab? Because the thing is, we're only taken from the big dogs, you know, and this space is so wide open. We shouldn't be threatened by each other. We should be challenged to do more, to do better, to innovate and to create, but we shouldn't be threatened. We should say, man, okay, this guy scares the shit out of me. Like, how can I beat him? No, how can I work with him? How can I do things with that person or her, whatever that might be, you know, how can I do something with them to innovate something really special to bring to all the communities as a whole? To me, that's where I get pumped, because you know, it is. It's like when someone copies what you're doing or even uses something you literally just said on their own platform, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you know, I kind of coined that here, right? Or I innovated that. You know, it can be kind of hurtful, right? When somebody steals your art, it's painful in a way. But at the same time, if you can take that as a compliment and take it off the cuff and say, you know what, like, I'm a builder. People know who I am. I'm putting myself out there. And I'm creating something special, and I'm willing to work with anyone on anything. The sky's the limit for people like that. The people who are going to clam up and say, you know, oh man, you know, I can't believe they're doing that. I was already doing that. Like, how dare they copy me? I'm going to lose in the end. You know, it's the people who are willing to put that aside and come together as a community and say, like, hey man, let's do something really special as a whole. That's where those are going to be the winners. Sorry, I'll get off my pedestal now.
I was like, what a weird analogy comparing it to soap. I had never knew there was like competition in the soap industry. But then when you said,
oh my God, so cutthroat, man, it's a bunch of women like making soap. And I came in and I drove all of them out of my foamers market locally, and they all hated me. You know, it's
oh my God, this is funny.
I knew you were part of like the Hemp 360 thing, but I didn't know it was the soap thing. So I was like, that's just the randomest fucking example. But now it makes sense.
Yeah, we started out like, you know, making soap and like lotions and stuff like that. Like way, like in 2008, we sold everything. We moved into an RV, my wife and I and our first child. And we sold everything to I came up with this concept for my wife. To build this skincare company for her. And it was just became such a huge creative outlet that, you know, I wanted to do it full time. So we literally took the massive risk of, you know, of getting rid of everything and just going down to nothing. So we didn't have any costs, and we started selling at markets and things like that. And soap is like one of the big things that attracts people, because it smells really good and it brings people over, you know, but it's also something that, a lot of homemakers like to make, and then they come out to the markets. And so it's funny though, like it's so funny, because, you know, there really is such a difference in like people who want to collab and people who are threatened by it all. You know, they think that if you use, like, there's one of my really good friends here locally is the best pizza you'll have in Texas, the best. He used to be at the farmer's market here. And then they opened up, the owner of the property opened up a pizza place in there. And so they kicked him out. And now he does it out by the lake here locally. And, you know, he gets so threatened and so he can't even hear about other people's projects because he just drives nuts and his ego just goes through the roof, you know, and there are people like that in every space, you know. But I think the people who, you know, the people like us who are willing to collab and build and build on top of that kind of stuff, like the sky's the limit, you know, if you can get over it and just build. And just be excited and collaborate. Like, that's why I just want to, like, that's why you say, like, I was talking to Jacob yesterday. We had a great call and from Atlas DAO, you know, about, like, you know, just the space and different things. And it's just like, it gets so exciting, you know, and just like being here, like, you know, this is a long time coming, I feel like, for us to have this conversation.
It's awesome. And we love that you came up here, Wolf, man. Ollie's has a beautiful, great community. You guys are well respected, and like you said, you've been in Cosmos since Genesis with us and Stargaze, and the Ollies are hot. You guys made a really great you know, NFT product, and the community continues to grow. So yeah, we you know, Russ in the partnerships. In fact, we've been expanding a lot behind the scenes with partnerships and collaborations and everything, and that, you know, we kind of feel like that's the heart of Cosmos. Like we like that Cosmos is community feeling. So we love that. And you know, work with smaller guys and just to help each other grow and prosper. And it's great. It's great that he talked with Jacob too, because Jacob, man, you're awesome. Atlas DAO, great community.
Yeah. And they push you. Everyone pushes you, right? They motivate you to do better. And they just, you feed off of that positivity, that energy, and you get ideas, things that you normally wouldn't have thought of. So it really just makes you want to do better. And when you receive that goodness or you give it out, you know, it always seems to come back. And that's what I love about this. I say this all the time, but I'm here for the positivity, right? We got enough negative shit going on in the world. You know, a lot of enough BS, right? When I'm here, I want to be around positivity and good people. So it's just a great place to be here in Cosmos, and no other place I'd want to be, right? So just really happy, and everyone here that supports us, we really appreciate it. And I'll shut up. I'm gushing, but I love it here. Love the people, and glad to be here with y'all.
Hey, take a bite on a taco. Let Jacob say his thing. Yeah. Jacob, welcome, buddy.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for having me. How's everything?
Great, brother. Hey, fantastic.
So I don't really have anything to share. I just want to come up here and talk to you guys. I love the Nats. I love the Cosmos. So I'm always trying to be in every space. So.
Yeah, and Jacob, you're a great dude, and we definitely appreciate you and always welcoming onto your spaces and stuff. So you know, definitely appreciate that. And how is everything with the YouTube stuff that you've been talking about and doing that? How's that going?
So right now we have a second video gonna be out soon. I'm working on the editing part. So now I gotta be a good editor now. Crypto got me into editing videos, so thing I never thought I would have been doing. So it's interesting. So next video should be out, let me see, either by tonight or tomorrow. Yeah. And for the YouTube video, what I'm trying to do, is to create like app, everything that happened in Cosmos. Maybe like happening every week. I'm trying to do a video maybe every week, or two video a week. One video would be everything that happened in Cosmos, kind of like governance, if there's a new token, there's a new airdrop. Make it short so everybody could just know what's going on in Cosmos. And after the second video would be about other project, maybe if they want to come up, talk for like 30 minutes, or with some member from the Atlas DAO team. So one night we've been having a discussion with Moultrie. He's from Akash. He's a core contributor to Akash in a sense. And we've been talking for the first video and the second video also. we've been me and him talking about Cosmos, and for now that's about. And hopefully for the next week, we'll have the weekly recap starting next week.
So I think what needs to happen next is a Win podcast, right? Like, when are we going to start a podcast between? Yeah, you know, I mean, all of us. I know, Jacob, you have some ambitions outside of Stargaze, and I'm not going to say anything. I don't know if you've said or not, so I don't get to say anything. But, you know, I mean, maybe even it's like a Stargazers NFT podcast that you know, we can launch and talk about.
We can have all of us talking. You know, I mean, every project, me, you, Wes,
yeah,
Jerry.
Yeah, that, yeah. I think I know. ONFT, the idea behind that, right? It's like, oh, and NFTs. It's, you know, oh, NFTs. You know, the idea behind that, too, is like, you know, to be able to launch collections and onboard people. And it's a DAO, right? And then there's, like, each collection that launch under there is a sub-DAO. And then they can even submit, you know, proposals for funding from the main DAO. So, you know, I think that's something, too, that can be talked about between all of us as far as, like, where can that go between our communities and joining that? Because it's not me. It's me right now. It looks like, oh, it's very much Ali's. But ONFT is not Ali's. It's, there is that membership NFT. But, you know, things can be very much shaped and formed by onboarding outside communities and bringing them in. Like, we already have one of the projects we're you know, I can't say it right yet, but there's a very cool AI project that we're talking about doing a large collection with that'll launch through the ONFT launchpad, you know. But the idea is just that it's that we're not alone, and we're not, you know, just in our own Discords, you know, but that we're in a central hub place of bringing people together, you know, because that's what Knots has done. But it's about bringing it into one place too. And I think that, you know, with you guys, Knots, I mean, like, talking about that, like, what could that look like? You know, like, bringing that even into a centralized, you know, not centralized, but that decentralized place of where we come together and we look at launching on different platforms and having sub DAOs and things like that. Because, you know, very much ONFT is meant to be Cosmos centric NFTs. And, you know, and I understand too, if you guys want to keep that and in its own form and all that, like what you've been building, and that's totally cool. We can still collab in other ways, but I think there's a lot of potential there on, you know, long term, providing a central hub of awareness and keeping things together, you know. And like what Jacob wants to build with some of the stuff that I don't know if he's announced it that we've talked about, but he's got some really cool ideas and thoughts and stuff too, and bringing that to a central place of, you know, this is what we're going to do. And it's not like, you know, like I said, I mean, this is something that can be centric to anyone wanting to come in the space and be a part of the DAO and having that benefit to be a part of that. Sorry, I don't mean to take that over.
No, you're good. You're good. You're talking some good stuff, you know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't announced anything yet, but we did add a space before, but I can
show. That was a good space too, man. That was good. I enjoyed it, man.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so now I can share a little bit more about what we're working with Atlas DAO for the next NFT collection. So we're trying to do something that's not been done yet in the Cosmos. So hopefully we're working with Lex from Passage to build something cool. More like a virtual gallery with other things and combined, where you could display your NFTs, a place you can go in a gallery to watch content, and also hopefully a place where you could vote to governance. So right now we're still working on the actuality, like what's gonna get done. I also invited Wusty in the aspect to help in the idea. If you don't mind, after I can send you the invite for the Telegram. So we're just planning everything about what that's gonna be like. But I'm excited for SkyMonk's next question, because it's something new, something that's not been done in the Cosmos before. And I'm so grateful to be in the Cosmos and be able to do stuff like that. And yeah, so far that's all we've been doing. So far that's what I have for the next collection, but stay tuned. It's going to be interesting.
I think what you're doing too is so special, because that's the idea of what Cosmos is and what Knots has been doing from the very beginning of when they started in this space, is empowering and bringing people together in partnerships. Like, that's so cool. That's so special. Like, how incredible to see that from a community, from a group of people from the beginning, showing exactly what the heart of Cosmos is and what it can do. Like, I love Knots, man. I love what they've done, because they're not just like, okay, here's this, here's that, you know, here's what we're doing. It's like they've actually empowered so many artists who, you know, can't do what we've done already to do it and bring that to the community. Like, amazing. Absolutely amazing. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, and I can clearly say that if they didn't help me in the beginning with Sky Magazine, I might not be able to get the project started. that's why impactful they were getting Sky Mountain Atlas Dial started, because I remember in the early days of Sky Mountain, I was looking for devs and for a dev to help me with the project and also for some advising. Out of surprise, Rusty got back to me. I was like, oh, he actually got back. That was funny, and that's how it started. And I do feel that one now we're in there, but by being with people who actually care in the cosmos, you feel the bear market, but you don't feel it also, because you can, there's people that we can rely on, you know, that gonna help you build. And that's what I'm trying to do also with building my team, with building the relationship, is let's build the cosmos, the NFT space together. And it's not all about competition, which is a good thing, you know. Like, if you go on and tell your mom now, there's like a war going on between NFT party, you're kind of like, let's work together and let's do stuff. And I love that. And for me, it's been hard also, but I know that the future is bright, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. And Jacob, you're such a positive person to be around. And you do a lot for this community as well. So, hate to cut it short, but I gotta hop off. Jerry, do you want to do one more giveaway and then we can wrap it up?
Yeah.
I also invited.
Hey, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rusty.
Jacob, go ahead, bud.
I was gonna say, I wasn't here earlier for your space. I remember you talking about the trailer park. Do you guys announce when you're going to launch yet? Because I want to know.
And the next, we don't have a date. We do know that it's going to be on Loop Finance, but man, they're going to, but yeah, it's going to be on Loop, and we're going to attach Loop tokens to those as well to kind of give it an extra utility, but no hard set date yet. We're still, we've got most of the collection done. We're working on the one of ones, but sometime soon. Sometime in the next, let's just say month, but they're my favorite ones we've done to date. So they're just fun and silly, but hopefully they make people smile and people can really just enjoy them. Real quick, hey Gaines, bud, what's up?
Oh no, I don't want to. You guys are gonna enter the room, so it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to wrap some stuff up and doing the Mr. Mom thing and trying to finish some stuff up. Yeah, Jerry, let's do one more giveaway and then I'm gonna call it quits.
Let's do it.
All right. So where the hell did my random numbered thing go? All right. Here it is. Nope, that's a UTC later. These damn time zones, man. I tell you what. What was our max again? What? How many were in the room? 28?
26.
All right. Random number next. Random number is 19.
Oh, wow. Right next to the other one.
What You're was just... the other one?
I
thought it was 21.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a good range to be in tonight. The 19 is going to be B-bands tonight. B-bands.
Oh. B-band.
Bees.
I know bees Irish.
You know bees.
Oh, lucky Bees.
Bees is a winner. Great job, Bees. She's Bees. A mod at
Lavana. Which, talk about lore. Holy shit. I thought we had some lore on ours. Man, when he started talking about the lore, oh, man. They've already starting on my one of one. That's hilarious. Sorry.
Has he started? So
he
some
just
poor
sent a picture of it. Yes.
Some poor soul's gonna win a rusty shirt
with the little dog in the arm. That's hilarious.
Well, no, I mean Sugar the dog, she makes up for it. She's a cutie pie, but otherwise they're gonna have a rusty Shackleford TPK.
Oh man, I am ugly. I look like Michael Stipe, if you ever know that, the lead singer of REM. Oh man. All right. Well, I appreciate everyone. Thank you, Gelato. Jerry, thank you. Thanks to everyone that came up. Let's definitely work on a collab, doing some alley stuff. That sounds really fun. But Jacob, thank you, everyone. Who's come up and who's here. We really appreciate y'all. And thank you.
Absolutely. Just for those who might be listening or tuning in later, please check out Cosmos Spaces. They're a media arm. We have IBC Gang, Cosmos DeFi. Check out Ollie's. We got Atlas DAO and Lavana. So many great projects out there. Check out Maneki. Just really, really great creators and people within Cosmos. A lot of great people just doing great work.
Absolutely. That's a great part. I mean, there's so many people out here grinding nonstop and just putting out positive vibes and just being good people. And absolutely love it. Love the community and just appreciate the support we've received from everybody.
You guys rock, man. Thanks for letting me catch the end of this and being a part of it, man. I look forward to doing some cool stuff with you guys.
Hell yeah.
Sounds
hell
awesome.
Hell yeah.
Hey, bro. Right, yeah. Me and Movement are going to start up a random space.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Gaines.
Oh, sorry. I was just letting you guys know that after you guys end your space, Wolfman and I are going to start our own space.
There you go. So anybody looking to continue in Cosmos, move over to Little Gaines. He's got a great space starting up. Cosmos Spaces, great team. Just move on over.
I might hop on later after I get settled in and get all my shit taken care of. But
yeah, we're going to talk about a little bit of NFTs, best practices, rugs, and just everything that's been going on in space, man. It's going to be fun. Come join. Love you guys, man. Y'all are amazing. Can't wait to keep talking, man. I seriously, dude, I got so much respect for you guys, and I can't believe it's been this long for us to connect and have a space, and for me to be able to just give you all the love that I've been bottling up, because it's a lot, man. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. There's never a dull moment in the cosmos, right? There's always some drama, the shit that's got to be discussed. So always some good conversations to be had, but appreciate those kind words. And I'm getting out of here.
Our house party's closing up. Head over to Cosmos Spaces house. Yep. Party's going to continue over there, guys. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you to our special guest, Gelato. Thank you, everybody, for coming up tonight, and we'll see you next Thursday. Take care, guys.
Awesome.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Knots News with special guest Gelato, recorded on Thursday, July 28th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish though. I snapped the wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopiness of weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to write home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a mirror. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark. Now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark, now believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Through the the trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present, trying to stake a claim. Just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kind of running out of land here, living in the day of the dead, and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat, a little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. Seven time and space while the wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer, it might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. He'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Channel Spaces.